Jeremiah, chapter 17. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, and with the point of a diamond. It is engraved on the tablet of their heart, and on the horns of your altars. Even their children remember their altars and their Asherah poles by the green trees on the high hills. My mountain in the field, I will give your substance and all your treasures for a plunder, and your high places, because of sin, throughout all your borders. You, even of yourself, will discontinue from your heritage that I gave you. I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you don't know, for you have kindled a fire in my anger which will burn forever. The Lord says, cursed is the man who trusts in man, relies on strength of flesh, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert, and will not see when good comes, but will inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose confidence is in the Lord. For he will be as a tree planted by the waters, who spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be concerned in the year of drought. It won't cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and it is exceedingly corrupt. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the mind. I try the heart, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge that sits on eggs which she has not laid, so is he who gets riches, and not by right. In the middle of his days, they will leave him. At his end, he will be a fool. A glorious throne, set on high from the beginning, is the place of our sanctuary. Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be disappointed. Those who depart from me will be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the spring of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. Behold, they ask me, where is the Lord's word? Let it be fulfilled now. As for me, I have not hurried from being a shepherd after you. I haven't desired the woeful day. You know, that which came out of my lips was before your face. Don't be a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of evil. Let them be disappointed who persecute me, but let not me be disappointed. Let them be dismayed, but don't let me be dismayed. Bring on them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. The Lord said this to me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, through which the kings of Judah come in and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. Tell them, hear the Lord's word, you kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, that enter in by these gates, the Lord says, be careful, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Don't carry a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day. Don't do any work, but make the Sabbath day holy, as I commanded your fathers. But they didn't listen. They didn't turn their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear, and might not receive instruction. It will happen, if you diligently listen to me, says the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but to make the Sabbath day holy, to do no work therein, then there will enter in by the gates of this city kings and princes sitting on David's throne, riding in chariots and on horses, they, and the princes, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city will remain forever. They will come from the cities of Judah, and from the places around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin, from the lowland, from the hill country, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings, sacrifices, meal offerings, and frankincense, and bringing sacrifices of thanksgiving, to the Lord's house. But if you will not listen to me to make the Sabbath day holy, and not to bear a burden and enter in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it will devour the palaces of Jerusalem. It will not be quenched.